Boy, right now the Tritons is doing a good job keeping the puck in the offensive zone. Dumped in behind the cage. Near side, Ethan Rohde along the near side boards. Chipped up to center, Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit gets tripped up, but no penalty. Going down hard was Cooper DePoit. Puck back to center and Ethan Rohde. Moved to the right-hand side and Jones. Trying to get it to Owen Pregolski. Deflected back to Jones. Jones has it knocked away. Tritons get it back into the Warrior zone. 4:18 to go. Puck back to center ice. Oh, misplay by the Tritons. Here comes Pregolski into the zone. Right faceoff circle. Fires it. And it goes wide of the cage. Rebound all the way back to center ice. Picked up by the Tritons and Atkinson. Atkinson had it taken away. Back up ice, Chase Crass. Crass has it knocked away. Puck is fought for at neutral. Rolled back over the Wausau West blue line. Puck is deep into the Warrior zone. Along the far side boards. Cooper DePoit took a shot up high, it looks like. He's holding his face mask. But now the puck taken away by Cade Damrell. Damrell trying to work his way out of the zone. Moves it up to center off the near side boards. Puck is dumped deep into the left wing corner by the Tritons. Back behind the cage to play it is Tegan Rasmus. Now Shea Jones has it for the Warriors. Flips it back to center. Now with his Hendricks Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Turns the corner. Damrell in front. Damrell could not get the shot off as it rolls into the right corner. Good rush by Hendricks Damrell. Cade Damrell on the far side boards trying to win it for the Warriors. Grabbed by the Tritons. Iced in an offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wausau West. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the third period. 7-4 lead for Notre Dame Academy. Doggone it, nobody should be leaving with 3:13 to go in the game. I saw somebody leaving. It just bothers me. Not a whole bunch of people. You got two people, but it still bothers me. There's still 3:13 to go in the game. It's not over yet. And now I think a timeout will be called by Wausau West. Timeout, Warriors, 3:13 to go. We are going to take a one-minute break and be right back. 7-4 Notre Dame. This is Warrior State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
And the Warriors have emptied their net. Empty net for Wausau West. Warriors chasing down the puck deep in their own zone. Now puck passed up to center ice. Grabbed by Notre Dame. Aiming for the empty net. Goes wide of the cage. Puck in behind the net. Drake Kuharski will play it. Extra attacker for the Warriors. Puck back to center. Grabbed by the Tritons. Knocked down by Kuharski. Back into the zone come the Tritons. Empty net and a goal scored by Ante. Nathan Ante puts the exclamation mark on this one for Notre Dame Academy. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to go, and the Tritons take an 8-4 lead. 14 minutes and 17 seconds, the time of that goal for Ante. Face-off coming up. Julian Scalcucci back in the net for Wausau West. Puck is played by the Tritons. Back over the red line. Up ice is Braden Hart. Moves it left-hand side. Shot. Stop by Scalcucci. Puck moved back to the right point. But again, Notre Dame, the Warriors came out early in this game, had the the battle of the territorial battle. It won in the first 6-7 minutes, but since then, Notre Dame has really done a great job of keeping the puck deep in the Wausau West zone. Warriors trying to move the puck, playing it forward is Parker Barrero. Gets it up to center. Warriors going deeper into their bench. Alex Fail out there as well for Wausau West. Finn Richard getting some ice time here at state. Grabbing it now is Ethan Rohde. Flips it ahead. And Braylon Stanky will dump it in deep for the Warriors. So, again, lots of these guys, part of the team, have not hit the ice until now, getting a chance to play at the state tournament. Puck will be cleared all the way down ice by the Tritons. Far corner, grabbing it is Joel Gravine, but now taken away. Puck in behind the net. Ian Aitken for the Tritons dumps it back below the goal line. Whipped by Gravine out. Oh, no, did not get it out of the zone. Knocked back down. And again, Warriors just not able to establish themselves very deep right now. On the near side, Tanner Zidzik trying to chase it down. Zidzik blocks that pass attempt. Zidzik still fighting for it along the near side boards. Played now by the Tritons. Moved to the left-hand side. Dumped in deep. A minute 13 to go. Puck is battled for. Thrown in front. Deflected. Now upper slot. There's a shot. Deflected wide of the cage. Chased down by Gravine in the far corner. Flip back to center. Tritons will play it. 1 minute in the period. Left-hand side. There's a shot and a save made by Scalcucci. He'll hold on, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. Well, as the final seconds tick off on what's been an outstanding season for the Warriors, need to honor again these seniors. Kay Damrell, Caden Boleyn, Drake Kuharski, Ethan Rohde, Alex Fail, Parker Barrero, Jake Hayne. Terrific seniors playing their final game here today for the Warriors. A lot of great talent coming back. I think the future looks very bright for this group, but boy, you get here, you want to do a little bit more. There's a shot, save made again by Scalcucci. Tough angle shot. Scalcucci will jump on it again. 47.8 seconds to go. Warriors will finish their campaign, 21 wins and 7 losses. Notre Dame will move on to the state championship game, taking on Madison Edgewood tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Puck is battled for. Face-off circle to the right. Taken by the Warriors. Back up to center, Kate Damrell. Damrell to the blue line. He'll dump it in deep. Puck ricochets to the far side boards. And now a whistle, and I think a penalty may be coming up. Nope, I think it was just an offside. Yep, offside, so neutral zone faceoff coming up. 36.6 seconds to go. Puck will be played by the Warriors, left-hand side. Puck is dumped in. Puck rolls towards the right-wing corner. Chopped in behind the cage to the near side. Notre Dame Academy trying to move it forward. Knocked down. Puck is still battled for along the near side boards. Comes loose between the circles. Picked up now again by NDA with 14 seconds to go. And the Tritons have it knocked away. Good defensive play by Finn Richard. Moves it on the right-hand side to Jake Hayne. Hayne, right-hand side. Hayne takes a tough angle shot wide. Near side boards, Ethan Rohde, and the final seconds tick off. And this one comes to an end. And Notre Dame Academy wins this one by a score of 8-4. We are going to have a short post-game because I have to hit the road, get back to Wausau for the Warriors game against DC Evers tonight. But we'll come back in 1 minute for our post-game straight ahead. Notre Dame Academy 8, Wausau West 4. Back in 1 minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Chad Holmes back again here from Bob Sooner's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton, where the Wausau West Warriors finish an outstanding season. 21 wins and 7 losses. Obviously, today was not the day that they wanted, but in the end, the Warriors battled right to the end. But in the end, Notre Dame Academy knocks off the Warriors 8-4. The Warriors team now going off in front of their student section. It was a great student section here tonight, giving a acknowledgement of the students on the far side. But the Warriors, 21 wins, 7 losses here this season. Congrats to the entire team. Congrats to the coaches. Especially congrats to the seniors who did such a wonderful job to return this team to the state tournament after 6 years away. And obviously, I think there's still lots that can be looked at as incredible positives. It hurts today, obviously. It hurts, and you can see it on the guys as they head off to the locker room. But at the same time, so much good, such a great playoff run, and a lot to look forward to in the future. I hate to have to leave early. We'll hear from the coach tomorrow. He'll be joining me for our storm coverage. We'll talk a bit about this one as well. B.J. Brandt will be my color commentator when we have the Central Wisconsin Storm and the Bay Area Ice Bears tomorrow. 2:35 for the pregame and 3 o'clock for the opening faceoff. So we'll get more from the coach tomorrow during our broadcast. But thanks to our sponsors who joined us here today, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, 8-4, Notre Dame over Wausau West. This has been Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey from the state tournament on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Hockey from the state tournament is brought to you by the Cloverville Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, Coast to Coast Marketing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Four Seasons Golf, the Wausau Cyclones, Mike Whitmore Construction, Wausau Smiles Dental. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School State Tournament Hockey on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO.
You know, busting his chops, like not really believing him. Hey, I'll show you my ID. Keep your hands up, you know, that kind of thing. Well, eventually they looked at his real ID and acknowledged that, let him go. And they apparently arrested the other folks. The dude, Hispanic dude, a Trump voter. He's like, oh man, I didn't know they'd do that. I didn't know they.
But
I'm
one of the good ones,
right? What's the leopard face eating, you know, content?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Woman who votes for leopards eating face party. Shocked when leopards come from her face.
I didn't know that would happen to me.
Yeah.
So and certainly that's troublesome, sure. And I would have expected that. And apparently, according to this reporting, it has and is and continues to happen.
And it's going
to
get worse.
And it's going to get worse. And those Trump voters out there that perhaps like this gentleman will maybe see the maybe see the light. So I'm not going to don't want to categorize everybody as being, you know, totally drinking the Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are lots of reasons to vote quote unquote conservative, although I don't know who the conservative candidate may have been in this race, because Trump, he's not a conservative. He's certainly not a Christian. We heard him tell us that. I'm not a Christian. Yeah, okay, but you love him anyway, don't you, folks? So the folks that are, you know, randomly out there, you know, maybe jumping from party to party. I used to be, you know, that, you know, vote for Libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, bounce around. Depends on what my mood was like. So, I, you know, certainly I don't want to be judging myself. Can't do that. So there is some room for that. And I appreciate the fact that Senator Sanders is picking out these places that went for Trump that are really... they can be flipped back. And I think the populist message that Bernie started out with in the 2016 cycle, that Trump kind of took over and promised all sorts of things.
Right, and will never deliver.
Infrastructure week in 2 weeks, and we'll have a better health care plan than the ACA. Yeah, where it's coming. 2 weeks. I saw a cut up of him over the course of probably 2 years saying 2 weeks.
Two weeks, 18 times.
It was just terrible. Oh, it's going to be great. So the guy just says these things, and he says it with confidence. And if you say things with confidence, boy, with confidence, sometimes people believe you.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is a talented communicator. I mean, words come out of his mouth. I mean, how can you possibly believe a freaking word of it? You know, based on what? What was the last thing the guy?
Because you
want to so bad. And again, the result of this administration, you know, what, barely 45, 40 some days in.
Oh, God. Has it only been that?
I know, it seems so much longer. Jobs reports out today.
Yeah. Yeah.
151,000 jobs created in the month.
Sure.
160,000 jobs were expected, so below expectations, and certainly lower than you know, some of the robust job growth under Joe Biden. Now, again, at some point, this becomes, and I know they try to, and they'll still, oh, this is a Biden economy, and so on.
It's going to be the Biden economy for 4 years.
But at some
point, it starts doing really well.
At some point, well, I'm okay if it starts to go really well. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm okay.
We're not
great.
Actually hoping that the country tanks.
I just highly doubt that this man is going to be the one to lead us to prosperity. Based on his last time around, based on the basic market fundamentals, based on, I don't know, things like rising costs. Tariff wars.
Small things.
I mean, there's other things that can have an impact. Uncertainty. You know how we love volatility around here. I didn't see what the VIX did today.
I actually saw it came down a little bit.
Oh, the VIX. What was it today? Like in negative territory?
Oh, God. No,
all right,
don't
worry about it. That's fine. I'll look it up at the break. But for Bernie Sanders to go out there again at this point in his career, at his day, I mean, this is a guy who believes what he's saying. He's never wavered since I've been listening to him over the last 15 years. He's been around a long time. So maybe there are some things he said years and years ago that may contradict what he is saying today. But at the end of the day, he is right on point. This is our country, us, we the people, not they, the oligarchs. There are way more many of us than them. And just by the overwhelming ability, the mass of our votes, we can dictate if we're organized, if we're educated. Yes, you got to be up on the issues. And if we can get some folks that, you know, maybe don't vote much, find some folks that are being hurt. It's been terrible. Some of the reporting out there of some of these federal jobs, they're being lost, and their own family members are saying, yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, I know it hurts you now, but this needs to happen. What needs to happen? What is the ultimate goal? Why are we going through this to lower the debt? And we're going to get rid of the national debt. We're going to have a balanced budget. No. This is to fund $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for the very wealthy. That's why we're having these conversations. That's why folks are feeling the pain. It's not for some great other reason than greed, folks. That's what it is. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Going to have some sound, probably, of Brad Schimmel and Derek Van Orden. Oh, it's going to be a great day. Join us on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show. Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Old Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You can join us on the lines as well, 855-752-4842. Happy Friday. JSPS working hard on the board. See you folks lining up. We'll get to you shortly. Talking about our Friday night action, man. What are you doing? I'm going to go see an old Jewish man talk about the oligarchy, man. That's what I'm about.
There are a few better ways to spend an evening, although I'm going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that's not bad. I wonder if Bernie plays a little Dungeons & Dragons.
I bet he does.
Also, not just Bernie Sanders, again, according to the Urban Milwaukee, Mark Polkan, he released a statement. He's going to join Bernie today. Here's what Congressman Polkan from the great state of Wisconsin had to say. I'm excited to hear Bernie Sanders speak to my hometown of Kenosha to discuss the Republican ripoff, the massive transfer of wealth from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class, all to pay for a $4.5 trillion tax cut for the wealthiest Americans.
All right, Mark.
My man. I'm glad Bernie is taking this discussion on the road. It's important people across the country, especially in the Midwest, understand what the Republican majorities in Congress want to do to them. Again, this is the Bernie Sanders Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour in Kenosha at UW Parkside. Congressman Polkan also will be there as well. 855-752-4842. Happy Friday, folks. Let's get some callers. Phil from Minneapolis, you are up. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Well, I first heard of Bernie Sanders while I was driving through Vermont in 1981, and he had just won wasn't his first race, but his second or third race for mayor of Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
And every paragraph I heard for several minutes, I became a Bernie bro, essentially.
Yeah.
That was in 1981.
Wow.
And you know what? The media continued through the decades to minimize everybody's exposure to Bernie Sanders. He would say, I'm going to give an issue statement. And instead of setting a camera up and letting people see and hear the issue statement from Bernie, they'd rather show his opponents empty podium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think that is, Phil? You think that's a media that they don't want to hear, that they're down for the rich? I mean, what's the motivation?
Yeah. Well, I think that we should rename the Republican Party the Reverse Robin Hood Party because they want to steal from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah, but there's more of the poor. Obviously. Just take a little bit from the poor, and it ends up being a whole lot, though, Phil.
A lot more than a little yeah. bit. Come on, you know that.
Hey, Phil. Let me ask you. 1981. You've been a fan of Bernie. Has he strayed in his consistency, to your understanding, and you're listening
100%
to him?
Consistent. If anything, he maybe has gotten a little bit smoother in his construction of his laying out his issues.
Yeah.
I mean, when he first started out, this was over 40 years ago, guy. Remember?
Yeah.
Over 40 years. I mean, and he had already been a student activist when he was going to school. And, you know, he had participated in demonstrations and, you know, gotten peace exposure. And so, I mean, he knows what happens when you try to go up against, you know, the man.
Yeah, for real. Phil, let me.
And he figured out how to make it. Pardon?
No, I was just going to say, as it pertains to Bernie Sanders and this fighting oligarchy, where we go from here to going out on the road, doing something different, at least getting out and talking to people on the road. There's been lots of discussions and consternation about the Democrats as a party and their reaction to this, you know, shock and awe and all of, you know, open up the floodgates of these this administration and their executive orders and so forth. What's your impression of Bernie going on the road? Do you think it's going to be effective? And what would you like to see some others in the leadership of the Democratic Party do in the face of this Republican mega onslaught against our institutions and the bureaucracy at large?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that I've heard of all these demonstrations all across the whole country, many, many, many cities having thousands of people show up demonstrating against what the Republican Party is doing and what the president is doing specifically. And there has been practically no major media discussion or exposure or showing even 5 seconds of any one of these rallies or demonstrations or marches. And all I can think of for sure is all of these right wing and Republican people and organizations are just scared of MAGA because, I mean, good heavens, if a Democrat would have said 100 minutes of all the lying that President Trump gave on right. Tuesday night, you think the airways wouldn't be torn to shreds for weeks? Just talking about how much almost every single thing he said was either an outright lie or such a distortion, or just like you could tell it was like they gave him a bunch of numbers and he didn't know how to read it. The most bizarre thing is so they told him about this a big amount of money that was put for this research where they had to rearrange the genetic makeup of some mice. And he misinterpreted it or misread it, or somebody was letting him get away with claiming they were turning transsexing a bunch of mice for research. And that's not even close to what they were doing.
Yeah,
they were altering the genes in mice so that they could do research on the mice and get results that would let them use a similar kind of line of research for people, for solving people's illness.
Hey, man, I saw Jurassic Park, Phil. We don't need to go down there. Yeah, I know. Trans mice, come on. I mean, thank you for the call and your comments, Phil. Thank you for hanging out with us in Minneapolis. Appreciate it, man. Yes, the expectations that I have. I don't want to be lied to. I can't sit in a room and have a guy like Donald Trump just sit there and lie to me. And we can articulate the lies. There were lots of reporting in the national news, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. Hey, here's all the things he said. Not really true. Needs more context. And I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And how is this guy, this communicator? You know, certainly he says words, and he certainly is able to gin up the fear of you Republicans, not just the fear of what Donald Trump would do if you go against him, or you're going to get primaried to the right by MAGAs, or you're going to get, you know, outfunded from the Elon Musk. But fear of the others, the fear of the trans. It was the trans election or this one, right? All the fear. Well, come on, man. The guy wants to put the Declaration of Independence in his office. And what, you're going to get some ketchup stains on it? Maybe you should read it. It says, we'll tell you what it says on the other side. 855-752-4842. More of your calls as well.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. A bill that would give incumbent transmission facility owners the right to construct, own, and maintain new transmission projects got a joint hearing in the Wisconsin State Legislature this week. The Wisconsin Senate Utilities and Tourism Committee and the State Assembly Energy and Utilities Committee held a joint hearing on the measure on Tuesday. The legislation being proposed is an effort to give the state more authority over power grid decisions. And Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to eliminate most renewable energy subsidies for solar and wind energy projects on farms. The bill, titled the Future Agricultural Retention and Management Act, would prevent taxpayer funding from being used to encourage developers to use those power sources instead of others. The legislation would not outright prevent developers from building wind turbines or solar panels. Tiffany says the legislation is meant to protect agricultural land for future generations. And no ice is safe ice, and that is especially true right now. Lisa Hale reports.
While Mother Nature is playing fast and loose with winter weather, people are still trying to get a little ice fishing done. Tom Drzwicki, the owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Rescue, says in the last week he's had approximately 10 jobs rescuing people or vehicles that have fallen through the ice.
This is classic honeycomb ice, so just because you have ice thickness doesn't mean it's good ice. You have stronger ice early in the year, an inch and a half will out-support a foot of ice right now.
Drzwicki said honeycombed ice forms when rain or warmer temperatures cause melting and weaknesses in the ice layer. He says staying safe on the ice means paying attention to the conditions.
And after winds that hit 50 miles per hour on Wednesday, that shifts ice sheets and causes it to heave and weaken in many spots. And we've got warm temperatures moving in this weekend. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, a rain or snow shower with more clouds than sun and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny and around 50 on Sunday. Even warmer through much of next week.
It's 39 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I've got an off day coming up, but don't worry. We've got you covered. We'll be chatting with Mark Pocan at 3 o'clock about the Elon Act. Do we really want billionaire overlords controlling our government?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers knew it's idle. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers know it's idle. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Thank you, Jess. You folks are lining up on the text line as well. Same number. Uncle Tony from Columbus says this. Dems are talking about going to the Republican districts to do town halls now that the Republicans won't anymore. Brian Tyler Cohen asked AOC if she would do that, and she's all for it. She welcomes the engagement. I believe the Dems did that in Van Orden's districts a couple weeks ago. Might be wrong. Well, I do know, Uncle Tony, that Mark Pocan has invited Derek Van Orden to one of Pocan's town halls. I'm not sure if there's been a response to that, but we'll get to some of this as well. But if the orders from on high to address, you know, raucous town halls is to not do town halls, I don't know that that's really, you know, hearing from your constituents.
If your constituents are saying things you don't want, simply don't listen to them.
Right. They're already doing that. And I remember the Tea Party, man. Those are some rowdy town halls well. And yeah. I don't remember that the Dems stopped doing anything like that, but I could be wrong. 855-752-4842. Rita and Steve from La Crosse. Yeah, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
Welcome to the show. Happy Friday, Rita and Steve. What do you got for us?
Yeah. We were just talking, and we want to know where the heck Kamala is.
Where's Kamala?
You know, we washed the pavement for her, and a lot of people did a lot of stuff for her, because when we get into these groups, hundreds, they go knock on hundreds of doors, and she could have won. Well, she didn't. Okay. Well, that's debatable. But I'm just saying, where is she? Where is she? Where are the Democrats?
I haven't heard of
her. Our Bernie's always there. Our Bernie's always there for us. And I want to know where Kamala is.
That's a great question, Rita and Steve. Before I get into it, and I do have some reporting from Newsweek about her, at least her intentions, but you're right. She hasn't been out there, and why not? I mean, and everyone's got to do their own thing, right, Rita and Steve? And, you know, she had some, you got to go back, you got to lick your wounds, you know, kind of get a lay of the land, do your thing. I can certainly understand a breather for the former presidential candidate. I mean, what a rush that was, man. You know, remember, I mean, Biden drops out, it's in, it's full blast for months, and, you know, you lose a close one. So I certainly can appreciate, you know, a little time. Now, I think it's about time, though, Rita and Steve. What would you have rather have seen? We haven't seen her yet. We have some reporting about maybe she'll run for governor of California. But as supporters, what would you have liked to have seen up to this point that you haven't seen from Harris?
Well, I would like her to go on the road and talk to all of us that stood behind her. Look at Trump. He lost, and he was out there for 4 years we had listened to that orange man. And I think people really do love her. And I wish she would just come out and talk. I want to see somebody in the Democratic Party to do something. Every time AOC tries to do something, they try to stifle her. I get these old ones out and bring the new ones in.
Yeah.
But keep my brain. because we love Bernie.
It's not just an age thing, right? It's about the content, the quality of the candidate.
Right.
Great points, Rita and Steve. Certainly appreciate it, your perspectives. As mentioned, Newsweek, the reporting here that I have found, Kamala Harris' chances of becoming California governor, according to the polls, this came out yesterday. The actual numbers as it comes down to it. Let me pull it up here. Let's see. Harris, of course, would be the front runner. California Politics, The Hill, conducted a poll February 10th and 11th among 1,000 California registered voters. Nearly 6 in 10 at 57% would vote for Harris as governor. So she's a front runner due to the name recognition, certainly. But I'm with you guys. I'd like to see her. I do think there is, and I do have genuine affection and appreciation and respect for Kamala Harris. And I get you got to take a break. But, you know, we also needed her and we supported her. And we want her to be part of that conversation. Certainly love it when Bernie is. But Bernie's only one guy, man. He's getting up there. And he's put it all on the line when old guys like that go on the road. I mean, that's not an easy thing. And he does it because he believes it and he knows it and he's been consistent about it in his heart. And we all should be that. And what is the point of Bernie? What is he telling us? That we're getting shaken down by the billionaire class. That's what's happening. The same thing with Mark Pocan. And I mean, maybe it's the eternal struggle. You know, maybe people are just sick of hearing about it. But look what's going on. All this angst that's being created. This is not to make government more efficient. It's to hack government so they spend less money on the services that provide for the welfare. You know, they send one of those originating documents for the people of this country. And for what purpose? For what purpose? Well, they have to fund a $4.5 trillion tax cut. That's it. And that's basic. That's really it. I don't know where else you need to go from there. And this whole Declaration of Independence thing, I'm going to get to that as well. Maybe President Donald Trump wants to hang this in the Oval Office or something. You know, it's a pretty fragile document, you know? And he's known to be a little volatile
a little
himself.
Messy.
You know, I mean, catch up on the walls and all that. A little greasy burger fingertips. No, dude. No, hells to the no. Not only that. You don't read it. You don't know what it says. But I'm gonna hold on to that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Rita and Steve, thank you so much for your contribution today. I hope Harris gets out there. We do. I think we have a lack of leadership. One other question I guess I would have asked Rita and Steve is the opinion of the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer over at the Senate. What do you folks think about it? Now, my understanding, Hakeem Jeffries was not pleased as the leadership with, you know, the way the Democrats conducted themselves in this last presentation from Trump to the Congress. They weren't, from the brief reading I saw, and it wasn't, you know, trying to tell them what they must do, but trying to encourage them of being more strategic in how they perform. Let's put it that way. But people are mad. And I get it. And the Al Green man, I'm down for that. These folks want to cut these safety net programs for one reason, to give money to rich people. And we don't have to put up with that. We wanted to go back to the FDR days and tax these cats at 70, 80, 90%. We can do that. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to pull the Ayn Rand and think you're going to go, where are you going to go? You're going to go to China? Good luck with that.
Have fun
with that. Where are you going to go? Go to Saudi Arabia? Go hang all your pals over there? Maybe you're going to go to Russia? Be an oligarch in Russia? I think there's a few of those out there. We know they've influenced the 2016 presidential election, according to the Republican Senate report. So, no, I call the bluff. We have the power. We, the people, if we engage, if we do it, if we use our numbers, it's simply a numbers game. They can throw all the trash on the radio, on the television. They can have all their right-wing information silos to their sycophants. There's way more of us, especially if you call in the folks that don't vote, haven't been engaged. We want to change things. All we got to do is get up off our ass and do it. And be nice. It'd be nice if we had some encouragement from some dynamic leadership in the Democratic Party, man.
That would be nice.
Well, I mean, and Bernie's independent, right? I mean,
Bernie's an independent. Yep.
So, it doesn't matter. It's fine. I mean, obviously, he caucuses with the Dems quite a bit. But this is the constant struggle. This is the eternal struggle. And this is what, you know, what the country was founded on. When Donald Trump wants to put the Declaration up like a Hummel plate on his wall. Mm-hmm.
And we should note, he wants the original Declaration of Independence. He doesn't want a replica like anyone can buy. He doesn't want a beautifully ornate, engraved, gold-plated. No, no, no. He wants the original, which is behind so many layers of protective equipment. He wants to go full national treasure.
I was going to say, man. There's something written on the back. He's got a plan. He's got a plan.
He's pulling out the lemons.
Who is it? Nicolas Cage, yeah. Right? Trump's got a plan. But what was the point? What was the point of that? This document, this historical, the original he wants on the wall. What was the point? Well, it was to break away from a monarchy.
Yeah. Declaring that we don't have kings in this country.
And then these megas refer to Donald Trump as king. And this is the thing that's going around. And it's so super offensive to me.
He's referred to himself as king.
It is so offensive. I mean, because it is everything that this country is about. That's what was the formation of the country. If you believe the hype, that was the point. To break away from a monarchy. To break away from this belief that the monarchy is absolute. I mean, you do not have any rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in an absolute monarchy.
No.
Yo, the king can snap their... Man, come on, you ever watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to put it in some perspective for you folks today. Think Game of Thrones. That was good, very entertaining. But no, man, there's some brutal stuff.
I'd much rather watch that. I don't want to live that.
No, right. But that's how it's been the majority of civilization.
Absolutely.
You know, those with the power, those that are bigger, those with the better tech, can just oppress everybody else. And if you believe in this Declaration of Independence, that we have unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you cannot also think that we can do that under a monarchy, that we can do that under authoritarianism, we can have that under some sort of fascism or whatever, you know, weird creation, a personality cult that you want to call it. Because all of those things go against the very thought and the idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, man. Do you people understand what you're saying? Do you get that? Because it's going to come on all y'all at some point. You got a king? Yeah, it's all great. It's all fun and games. The first half of the movie is always good until you're the one getting called to the court. Until you're the one being falsely accused. Until you're the one who doesn't get a trial. Who doesn't get any of the protections that we have in this country. It's a nod and a snap and off with your head. And you think that's funny? You think that's amusing? Is that entertaining to you? Wait till it comes to your door. Or let's not go there. Let's recognize where we're at. Let's appreciate our history. So when King Donald wants to hang up the Declaration, the original Declaration of Independence in the Oval Office or in his bathroom or hoard it with the rest of his secret documents, he's not honoring our history. He's not appreciating the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He's hanging it on a wall like a trophy, like the head of a deer.
Something that he conquered.
That's what he's doing. And I think that's terrible. And I don't want to live in that kind of world. And I'm not going to live in that kind of world. I will use every effort that I can to fight against that. Because that is the whole point, folks. And we talk about all these, you know, the trans and the gays and all this. Listen, everyone has the same rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I will always, always, always support the underdog in that regard. I mean, the oppressors, it continues. And they're not going to stop doing it because they feel bad about it. You got to fight back. You got to push back. You got to recognize what the situation that we are in. These, I believe, not normal times. What is normal, right? You know what I mean? What is normal? But these are times that try men's souls. Something like that. I think there's someone, Harvey Cabe, I know someone who said something like that once. I don't want this president, who his followers believe to be a king, that want to give him extraordinary executive powers, that this sycophantic GOP mega Congress abdicates their rights and their obligation to we the people. They are the closest to us. That's why the power of the purse belongs in the legislature. Every 2 years, folks, we can kick them out. Every 2 years. What is our expectations, man? My expectation is pretty low. Don't BS me to my face. Appreciate and respect what we have here, this weird little experiment that we've hunkered along, we brought along, continue to fight for it. Keep on fighting for it. That's what we do. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salve Show. Happy Friday to us all. We're going to get to some of your calls as well. And as promised, Derek Van Orden, he's got problems with some of these town halls. We're going to get to that sound because, you know, it's all you communists and Nazis out there. What? Aren't some of those folks your constituents, like Republican megas? I might be a little upset with what's going on. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Bad influence. I say the world's already cool. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm what? Teenagers suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead, get mad and do it. Just let it go. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already cool. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm what? Teenagers suicidal. Come on. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. You folks are lining up on the phones and the text line as well. Our conservative buddy, Mark from Sussex, he texted in, is this live or a best of? Same crap, different day. Good God. Find something new on Trump if you have to. Dictator, king, Nazi, etc. Getting old.
Well, yeah, it is getting real old, Mark.
F and A, Mark, you know what I'm saying? Call me consistent. I'm kind of like Bernie in that regard. I'm going to keep on saying it until your guy stops doing it. The guy put himself out there with a crown on his head. You think that's funny, Mark from Sussex? You think that's cool? Man, we got a whole different idea of what it is to be an American, Mark. I think that's antithetical to what the creation of this country is supposed to be about. What our founding documents very articulately say, and I'm going to keep on saying it, Mark. If you don't like the fact that I think your guy is acting like a king, well, then maybe he shouldn't put pictures of himself with a crown on his head. You know what I'm saying? How about this, Mark from Sussex? You got to actually start acting like the executive branch, a co-equal branch of government. How about that? How about he actually respects the courts? How about that? How about he actually goes through the processes and honors and follows the law in enforcement of the law? That's the executive branch obligation. It is Congress that dictates what the money goes to, dude. Trump cannot, as an executive, decide not to spend the money. That's not his role. That's not his purview, dude. So you, and to me, when you jump across the line like that, no, y'all, Joe Biden did it with student loans. Yeah, whatever, man. Come on. It's not even the same game. It's not the same fruit, man. It's not even the same thing. So when your guy is trying to impound money that was legally allocated by Congress, by we the people, our representatives in the legislature, or Congress, every 2 years they got to report back to us, right? And of course, we're influenced all the time by the oligarchs and the big money spend and the dark money groups, all now totally okay, thanks to Citizen United and a handful of other cases. But Mark, you think that's totally fine. As we slowly wean ourselves off of the knowledge and understanding and the history of really what's going on in this country, as we embrace our ignorance as some sort of pious endeavor that we want to, it doesn't matter. It's me. I got my opinion, and that's all I need. Mark from Sussex? Well, good luck with that, man. I prefer to live in the real world. I prefer facts. I prefer politicians that don't lie expressly right to my face, man.
Constantly.
And I get it, man. They're politicians. Yeah, lawyers, politicians. Hell, texters on political talk show host lines. We all got stereotypes, Mark, from Sussex. So, no, I'm going to keep on saying it. And maybe it gets old to you, man. It's fine. Go listen to some of that other stuff. Go listen to your right-wing talk radios telling you how great everything's going. Tell them how awesome it is that this guy's had all these executive orders. We're 1 week from a government shutdown that you Republicans don't have your ducks in a row to stop. Where is that, Mark? Eventually, it's going to hurt you, man. Eventually, it's going to hit you. Eventually, a cut somewhere, an action somewhere, a king somewhere comes for you, Mark. And then what are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you? Oh, my God. I had you. 855-752-4842. We weren't expecting that one.
I wasn't.
All right. We got so much to get to, but let's get some callers. Jake from Milwaukee, you're up. Happy Friday, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, happy Friday. I was just wondering, I mean, to me, looking at watching that speech in Congress and watching the Democrats, it was, I mean, I'm a Democrat myself, voted for Kamala, but it was just so embarrassing to see the little bingo paddles calling them a liar.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think the lack of a strategy. We know Trump is a liar. We know he's a felon. We know that he's trying to destroy our democracy, but, I mean, where did that get us last election? And if I'm an independent or I'm someone who sat out the last voting cycle, or even worse, I voted for Trump, and, you know, maybe I don't like some of the things he's doing, and it's hitting my pocket, and I tune in to watch that, that's the party you want me to align with, seeing them, it was embarrassing to me, and I thought it was just immature, and I think it kind of, you know, I don't see any end in sight, not only with Trump trying to crown himself king, but also I don't see the Democrats doing anything to put themselves back in the forefront to take over.
Yeah, Jake, thank you so much for your observations. I tend to agree with you. I think there could have been, you know, given the circumstances, a much more orchestrated, better aligned effort than some ping pong paddles with some sign with some letters on them, man. You know, the way that, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, Jake, the way that when Al Green stood up and said his thing. Mm-hmm. And again, even that was it helps in the long run. But at the time, you couldn't really hear, couldn't really, you know, quite get to it.
He was alone.
And he was alone. So if he had done that, and like a minute or two later, Donald Trump says the next lie, and someone else stands up and calls him on it, and they get escorted out. And every 2 or 3 minutes, someone, you know, objects to and pulls an Al Green on whatever BS Donald Trump was spewing every couple of minutes. That would, and until the entire Democratic caucus has been escorted out by the police or the sergeant at arms. That, I think, again, timed every couple of minutes, that would have been great. I think that would have been very impactful. And it's justified. It is absolutely justified. Al Green was doing what he did for his constituents, many of which are going to be hurt if these efforts from this administration continue. And again, let us remind ourselves, what is the motivation for all of this? It is so they can fund $1.5 trillion in tax breaks for the very wealthy among us. We the people, there are many more of us, we don't have to put up with that. But you have to put up with some commercials and come back with us on the other side. Got lots of people holding, lots of people texting. We're going to get to every single one of you. Plus, I promise, Derek Van Orden, Brad Schimmel, hell, maybe some Judge Susan Crawford as well. Stick around.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Authorities in New Mexico released more details today on the death of Gene Hackman and his wife. She died of hantavirus, which is transmitted by rodents. He died of heart disease. Medical examiner Heather Jarrell.
Mr. Hackman's initial pacemaker data revealed cardiac activity on February 17th, with subsequent pacemaker interrogation demonstrating an abnormal rhythm of atrial fibrillation on February 18th. Which was the last record of heart activity.
CBS's Carter Evans.
Gene Hackman could have been alive for up to a week after his wife died. And I guess the question is what was happening during that time? And unfortunately, they're probably never going to know exactly what happened, because was he going to get help for his wife? Is that why he was by the door there in the mudroom and he collapsed and he was there on the floor for a week?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.